Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, and a Friday morning, your host for the Tomorrow's News Tonight segment of our program as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping on the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the truckers out there, the men and women behind the wheel, getting the job done, delivering things coast to coast, border to border. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website. Got a lot of things over there for you to look at. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the great state of California, IA, where they got more money than they know what to do with, because everybody's going to get a check out there. Holy smokes, it's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And they were standing on the porch over there at the bar for about 15 minutes waiting for Kyle to appear. So there they go. Thank you very much. Okay, there they go. All right, there they go. Back inside. Last call. They got to get that last drink in there. But they were all sauced up to begin with, so we got them going.
Exactly right.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we want to emphasize the two words, under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Now, Kyle, I want to mention, because I was looking at this message I got in my hand here, I've been getting messages from a lot of people sending me either direct emails or messages off the sidebar on either one of the different chat sessions where they can do that. And do you realize we've got tens of thousands of people saying to pledge with us every night?
That is really amazing. That's really great to know.
Yep. That's what I'm gathering here by the emails I get. And to that I say thank you, because it's all about us. It's all about we the people. And America here on this program, it'll never be about me or any individual. It'll be about we the people. All right. Well, Kyle, the big breaking news tonight, of course, is Israel and Hamas have agreed to a Gaza ceasefire to end 11 days of fighting. Now, it started at 2 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, which was about 4 hours ago our time, where I'm at right here, and I guess so far it's quiet.
Yes, I believe it's supposed to start around 2300 GMT. Right now it's about 0609 GMT right now. And so, yes, it's been going on for a few hours. But up to the countdown of that, Captain, they were still firing those rockets into Israel, evidently right up until the very last minute. So, yes, it was a brokered ceasefire, but, of course, they kept on going right up to the end.
Well, they were firing the rockets. Israel was firing their artillery and flying their air circuits overhead. So, I have no idea what they thought they were going to gain out of that, but we'll see, and we'll see where it goes. We just don't know what to think anymore when it comes to Israel and Hamas, because, and by the way, here's the other thing we don't know what to think. the headline on Fox News right now reads, President plagiarist. Biden tries to claim credit for Israel-Hamas ceasefire, even though he did not broker the peace deal. That's normal for Joe Biden, based on the experience that I know about him.
Well, sure. I mean, this just goes exactly to Bidenisms, as it were. And, of course, he's been caught in the red-handed with that kind of thing before. But in this case, Captain, the Egyptian brokered peace, at least ceasefire agreement, again, is going to turn off this fighting for now. But they're still over in Gaza, and they're still saying, look, you know, we're going after the occupiers, or we have declared victory, this kind of thing. Captain, you know, they could have turned this off days ago if they would have stopped firing those rockets. They've started firing the rockets.
Yes, they did, and people don't want anybody to know that factually. The squad is out there, and for the evil irk that they continue to put out there, for the life of me, I don't understand how these people continue to get elected, because they're about as unpatriotic as they come.
Well, that's right. Well, people like, in my opinion, like Tlaib and Omar and so forth, they didn't get elected to Congress, or didn't seek to get elected to Congress, to do Congress things that normally you might do if you're a member of Congress. I think they only wanted to have a platform for their radical ideas. And as we saw with Rashida Tlaib, Representative Tlaib, in her heated conversation with the president recently, they are a one-issue kind of representative, it seems.
Well, Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman from Minnesota, is bad enough, but her daughter, you want to talk about a radical? Her daughter has called for communist revolution and adds the communist hammer and sickle emblem to her Twitter bio. Every time she tweets, the communist hammer and sickle is on there. Omar's daughter.
Yeah, well, I got news for her. It's not cool. It's not cool. It doesn't. I mean, what are you trying to signal here other than you're some kind of communist? To some degree, Captain, I guess it's for the better, because if they fly the flag of communism, well, at least we know who they are then.
The apple doesn't fall very far from the tree, does it?
Exactly. That's exactly
right.
Yeah,
and this is what we've got. You know, what are you people thinking out there that are electing these people over and over again, starting with AOC? Do you know what you've got? You've got a Democratic Socialist. The name of the party tells you what she is. But anyway, we'll see what happens, because another congressional election coming up next year, 2022. But in the meantime, think locally. Start getting on the ball there, school boards and all the local elections. Hold on, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more. The Captain's America rolls on.
You're listening to The Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Nat Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think I will. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends, Pete and Seth Talbot over at Relief Factor. And you know, if you've been listening to this program, that I take Relief Factor religiously because of the problems that I have. And it does help me, and it does work. Now, it's pretty simple, because it's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body to reduce the inflammation over a period of time. Because the problem that I have stems with my left foot, my ankle, and my leg that swells up, plus I've also got a back that's been broken twice, and by the way, a spine that's been fused thanks to that, and the problem is pain as well as swelling and inflammation. But because of the ingredients in this product, Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, to lower or even eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. It is 100% drug-free. Love that about it. It also is 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases and helps you to get healthy again. Now, it comes in convenient individual packets. The three-week quick start only costs $19.95, and that gets it all going. Now, you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and order the three-week quick start, $19.95, and away you go. Now, at the end of the 3 weeks, you'll know whether or not it's going to work. They'll put you on automatic shipping. You'll get it, and that's that. And then you just sit back, relax, and get out of pain because it works, period. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we get into something different here, I want to mention a couple of things that happened yesterday in a couple of these election inspections that are going on right now, the first one being in Arizona. The Arizona auditor in charge said that he did not backtrack on the election database deletion allegation because they found the deleted ballots.
Well, that's right. Yes, according to the reports, it looks like they had gone in to look for the information. The information was not there, pretty much in one of the, where it's supposed to be in the main folders. Then, evidently, they had found them and then declared that they had subsequently, you know, recovered the data they were looking for. Now, Maricopa County came out and said that they were looking in the wrong place all the time. It was
right.
Always there, so that's what they're saying about this.
Yeah, but then they knew where they were, and they wouldn't tell the auditor where they were, so they wouldn't help them. So what's that look like?
Exactly. And so again, you know, more information about this is good. That's what they're trying to figure out. But boy, oh boy, the plot thickens, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now you've got Pennsylvania, and this one's really weird because this is too obvious. Mostly Republican ballots are failing to scan in the Pennsylvania County election, stoking concerns that the ballots were never counted to begin with.
Isn't that something? You know, and again, even as the election was unfolding, there were evidently ways of telling what was a Republican and what was a Democrat ballot, and many of these mail-in ballots, for example. But again, if found out to be true and verified, this is explosive.
But here's the problem. Just like I told Mike Lundell on the phone the other day, it's okay to find this stuff, but what are you going to do about it? Because the elections have been certified and we can't do anything other than sit here and wait till the next election cycle comes around in 2 years at the congressional level and the Senate level, and then 4 years for the president to do something about it at the voting booth. That's all we can do. We can't do anything else except, now that we know what the problems are, go in and change them in the various states.
And this is exactly, Captain, why you're seeing such an enormous amount of pressure and name-calling, calls of racism, you name it. If you're trying to make sure that the voting laws are enforced or that avenues of fraud are shut down, that's how terrified some of these people are about that.
Right. And we never said that the investigations were not legitimate. All we said was the investigations weren't going to change anything because the elections had already been certified.
Well, exactly, because there's no mechanism of following certification. In other words, all the objections, there's time for objections. Once that time passes and the objections don't go through, the election is certified.
Absolutely. Now, I want to know what's going on out in California, and I'll tell you why. California Governor Gavin Newsom has put forth a massive budget that proposes to spend some $268 billion next year. Including in it are rebates for many families in the state, a provision that will undoubtedly win support as he faces a recall election this fall. Now, a good look at what he proposes is really a bigger problem, a desire to spend money without any transparency into or accountability for how it's being spent. It's an age-old problem that we see not only in state capitals, but also in Washington, D.C. Now, it's become particularly acute, and it's a problem that during a time when eye-popping sums of money are being spent in the name of relief and recovery, they just throw money up against the wall to see what's going to stick. And it's my understanding that just about everybody in California is about to get at least $600. Is that true?
Yeah, I think I believe the cutoff, I think, is $75,000, I believe, but I believe illegal aliens are also slated to be eligible for that. And but here's the thing. You mentioned the recall. The recall is driving all of this because, again, you know, Gavin Newsom, by doing this kind of lavish proposals and spending of money and so forth, he's trying to put himself into the dear leader category, I think, you know, so that people think, well, he's given us money and this and that and the other thing, so we're going to go easy on the recall. But not so fast. You know, it's still very, very painful here in California for business and for life in general and cost of living. And so, yes, there could be some free money. I'm hoping people see past that kind of a blatant trick by the governor.
All right. Well, on the telephone line, we've got Todd in Tampa, I do believe. So let's go for 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
Let's get gentlemen, business ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats are a total disaster. Okay, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, okay? It's just a total disaster. They don't know how to run a lemonade stand, much less the country. They sell out the American people for their own interests, and they let China and the EU rip us off, just like Donald Trump said. That's what we've been saying for 3.5 years. You're the worst business people, whether you're Republican or Democrat. You wouldn't run your house like the Democrats run the government. Okay, that's how bad they are. Okay, it's a disaster. You got to stand up for our country. We the people is standing up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Without him, we wouldn't have beaten England. And since we beat England, okay, yeah, and by the way, I signed a Declaration of Life. That's how much I knew Donald Trump. You know, I've been to the captain's been to the rallies with me, stands right behind me. This boy just can't even get in the place. Okay, don't give me that nonsense. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. And let me say something. Jesus said, if you don't work, you don't eat. Okay, Jesus was about his father's business. And you states that are allowed and sit on your can, you're an abomination to the Lord. Get to work. Jesus said, yes, you can.
Okay, he kind of cut out there at the end, but we got the gist of the message. And again, it was a good one. Listen, Kyle, I'm just going to throw something out there, and we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. But right now, PolitiFact retracted the Pants on Fire title that they had given to the fact check on the Wuhan lab leak that had come out after the House Intel Republicans said that significant circumstantial proof ties COVID-19 to the lab. Suddenly, PolitiFact says, wait a minute here, there is something to this.
Well, again, and it's been a long time coming, and there's the old saying, right, Captain? The truth will out. And
the truth will set you free.
And it will set you free indeed, absolutely. And this is exactly what not only the American people, the people around the world want to know. How did this happen? Because, again, everybody's terrified it could happen again. I mean, it just literally
And the White House is acting so surprised that the Chinese won't release any data from the Wuhan lab. They're so surprised that they won't do that. Well, of course not. It would incriminate them.
Well, of course it would. And again, you're dealing with the Chinese Communist government. You know, we don't even know, Captain. I mean, realistically, and I don't think we're exaggerating. I'm exaggerating on this. We don't know how many people actually died in Wuhan as a result of this.
No, we do not.
And I don't think we'll ever know.
Yeah, or in China.
China in general, you're right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back for the Captain's America Third Watch. More. And we got plenty to talk about tonight. Believe me, I got a list here that's 3 pages long. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire, which halts a bruising 11-day war that caused widespread destruction in the Gaza Strip and brought much of life in Israel to a standstill. More than 200 people are confirmed dead. Biden said a lot of people pitched in to help make it happen.
Over the last 11 days, I've spoken to the Prime Minister 6 times. I've also spoken with President Abbas of the Palestinian Authority more than once, and part of our intense diplomatic engagement And I want to also thank the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, our National Security Advisor, and everyone on our team for their incredible efforts to bring this about, this outcome that we're about to see.
In La Jolla, California, one person is dead and eight people are injured after an apparent migrant smuggling attempt went wrong at Wipeout Beach. Lifeguards say they rescued 10 people in rough waters. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. And Mark Walters from Armed America Radio, you'll hear on many of these stations Sunday nights from 8 p.m. live to 11 p.m. live. Many of you getting recorded at various hours then after the show, whatever you get it. But Armed American Radio, been on the air now for about 12 years, and he does a great job. In the meantime, I'm very honored to be able to tell you that I now am an endorser of MyPillow, and I heard from Mike Lindell. We had quite a lengthy conversation the other day, and he says, okay, your he says, your product code is simply Captain. Tell the people, go to MyPillow.com, and when they want the discounted price and they have to use a product code, it's Captain, so there you go. But the big thing right now is their pillows, their premium pillows, are the lowest ever, the price right now, $29.98 with a promo code Captain. They were $69.98. Now you can save $40 on those pillows that are so famous and made so well. By the way, I also got a six-piece MyPillow towel set, which is very impressive because you know how bad towels are. Sometimes you get some good ones and sometimes you get some really bad ones. Well, these are really, really, really good. You talk about drying things up, they do the job, and you can save yourself $60 right now on the normal price there of the six-piece MyPillow towel set. Just use the product code Captain. But what you do is you go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the products they've got there, and they've got a bunch of stuff now that you wouldn't expect to see. Mike Lindell is a great guy. You know all the problems he's had, and he could use a little help, and this is my way of helping him and your way of helping him. Use the product code Captain at MyPillow.com. Okay, Kyle, you're back.
I'm back.
No, I'm back too. How about that? Now, we started to talk about the House Intel Republicans and the significance of circumstantial proof that is tying COVID-19 to the lab and to the Chinese, and how the one big factor here that really raised my eyeballs was when PolitiFact retracted their pants on fire description fact check on the lab leak statement itself.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, and they had first come out about this, I think, back in September of last year.
Yeah.
So now, of course, they're finding out a lot more, and things are beginning to sort of coalesce in terms of the story here. So, yes, that's exactly why they have retracted their pants on fire finding about the initial Wuhan lab stories.
Now, a couple things here. One of them is the Department of Homeland Security has closed two of the migrant detention centers run by ICE down along the border amid the allegations of abuse and misconduct. And the border sheriffs down along the border are blaming the DHS secretary, Mr. Mayorkas, directly for the problems they had there.
Well, exactly right. And can you imagine, Captain, you know, even early on it almost seems like a long time ago now, but it's really not, back in January when the Biden administration took over and they began these horrific policies on the border and the people were flooding in and they came into these centers and there's no place to really put people safely, and comfortably and with sanitation and all the things that people need. This would simply have been a major, major catastrophe in the media's eyes if this was, for example, a Republican president, but it's Joe Biden. And so the fact that there was allegations of abuse and so forth, you got to figure somebody's got to get fired or go to jail over something like this.
Well, I had a Democrat come up to me yesterday, and they're a respectful Democrat. They're not one of those in your face. And they said, why didn't Trump leave the centers prepared and all set up to go so that when these people came in and they knew they were going to come in, that they'd have a place to go to? And I said, it's very simple. We weren't letting them in.
That's exactly right. There was the stay in Mexico policy.
That's right. Turn them back, Jack.
Exactly. In other words, wait until you have your asylum hearing and these kinds of things. Because the overwhelming nature of having so many people come across the border is simply, as we see, we just see it with our own eyes, is untenable. And so the Biden administration, of course, and Joe Biden himself, gave the message, and the message went clear down into several other countries. You know, go to the United States, it's okay. Well, the border's technically closed. Well, no, but the message was, but if you come here, you can get into the United States. And it's the Biden administration caused this problem, caused and put these kids into harm's way. My goodness, taking them across the desert or dropping them over 14-foot walls, this is horrific and bad.
Well, it is. And again, you know, your situation out there, it happened again off the coast of California. Another smuggling boat capsized, one person dead, 15 illegal immigrants were taken in custody as they swam to shore.
That's right. One person killed, eight other people were injured, and this was right off the La Jolla coast near San Diego, California. Another instance. And normally we wouldn't see this happening in the news, maybe once in a blue moon, but this is now, what, the third such occurrence?
Fatal incident.
That's right, and it literally almost in as many weeks, at least over the last month.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that happened yesterday pertaining to money and things was barely, and I mean barely, by one vote, the House passed the $1.9 billion capital security bill, 213 to 212, after the squad members broke off from Pelosi and voted against it.
Well, exactly right. Now, you see, there's kind of trouble in paradise, I guess.
Of course.
Degree. Trouble in paradise. And even Nancy Pelosi, I mean, and this is saying a lot, even Nancy Pelosi has got to start figuring out that the squad is only working for the squad. So even somebody like Nancy Pelosi, I think, is probably going to get a big awakening politically, as this situation for the Democrats continues to deteriorate. In fact, Captain, she might think 2022 can't come fast enough so that she can just kind of retire and not have this problem.
She said this was her last term. term, so we'll see.
Well, exactly, yeah. But, you know, but the fighting the fight every day, and certainly it's not going the way that they really thought it would with the Biden administration.
Now, do you remember Michael Savage?
Yeah, radio guy, right, yeah.
You know what he's doing now?
I don't, to be honest.
Well, he was the president of the Presidio Trust, appointed there by President Trump. And Biden was trying to get rid of him, trying to fire him. And according to Mr. Savage, Biden cannot fire Mr. Savage from that position because it was a position that I guess it's a lifetime position. And again, I don't know where that's going, but he's trying to purge. Biden is trying to purge the Presidio Trust with his own people. And, of course, the Presidio was famous for what?
Well, that was a military installation.
It still is.
Yeah.
Yep. And they have a large part of our treasury is there right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for the West Coast. Yeah.
That's right.
For San Francisco, but he's on that that board, and Biden is trying to remove him. Of course, Michael Savage is everybody knows a hard nosed conservative.
Yeah, very very much so. That's right.
So we'll see where that goes, but that's apparently in the mix. And by the way, Joe Biden has been so tough on pipelines, right?
Very much, yes.
But his tough on Russia pledge has been thrown into the toilet because he's allowed the pipeline to continue that Russia was building, and the pipeline sanctions have now wavered when it comes to China. So I guess what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander here.
Well, yes, and I guess sort of a somewhat humorous type of perspective on this is that is, well, pipelines in other countries don't have anything to do with destroying the energy independence of this country in the grand sense and pushing Joe Biden's Green New Deal and all that stuff. Because, again, he's got somehow I guess he's dealing with the world in a practical way outside the borders, but inside the borders it's kind of like it's this sort of this illusion of getting rid of fossil fuels.
He doesn't want anything to do with anything the conservatives have agreed to do, whether it's energy, whether it's banking, whether it's military, whether it's educational, what you name it.
Well, of course, and again, you know, talking about purging, you know, just talking about Michael Savage, yeah, but they truly want to purge anyone who has a different idea,
yep,
or quote unquote conservative idea, critical thinking, and that's the goal, I hate to say.
Yeah, and they started to do it in the military, and right away the military stepped up and said, no, we're not doing that. Oh, no, we're not doing that, because if they were to admit they were doing that, they would be in big time trouble.
Yep.
Big time trouble. But we'll see where we go with all of this. All right, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, first one of the night. Got some great music coming from Foreigner. You're going to love the rock for that one. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch comes right back with a whole bunch more. Grab that cup of coffee and run right back. We'll be here.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there she is, my uptown girl in Georgia right now. She and her husband, Don, really good friends of the show, have been since the very first day I came on the radio, and I really appreciate their support, and they've done a lot of great things to help the show, too. That's just part of it. A lot of things behind the scenes you don't know about. And they are up there, Carrollton, Georgia. They run the Double D Ranch, which is where they stable horses, and they also teach you how to ride if you want to learn all of that, whether it's a question, Western, you want to compete, or just learn how to ride a horse. They'll do all that for you. And don't forget, that's just up the road, a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, to big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Well, here we go. It's going to be a foreigner kind of night, and it starts right now.
You get around, you wanna fly, don't want to be.
Foreigner, Kyle. That's an oldie but goodie by request.
Yeah, I really like that one. I like a lot of Foreigner stuff, and that comes from 1981.
All righty. Well, that's only, let's see, 40 years old.
Yeah, that's right. But you know what? It still sounds good. That's the thing. They had it.
Uh-huh. And there you go. And we've had a great time because a lot of people send us stuff. They want to hear this, that, and the other. And we try to help them out as much as we can. So there you go.
Exactly right. Yeah, we love to get those requests.
All right. And before we get into the Truckers Highway and Byway report, hello to Lois. She sent me a message that said, voting, and you think the crooked Democrats aren't already putting their next cheating campaign together? They probably have the voting machines primed for the next election. Well, maybe they do, but there's a little surprise coming their way. You know what that is, don't you, Kyle?
What's that?
Some of these voting machines aren't going to be used.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah,
I am right about that, yep. Because when they find out they've had problems, they're going to retire the voting machines and start over.
Well, and also, you know, there's so much light on it all now. Before it was kind of murky, but now there's a lot of light on it.
Well, let's unmurk the weather here because we've got plenty to talk about, and there's a lot of major flooding. People have died now in Louisiana. We'll tell you about that in a minute because Kyle's got the story due to the flooding. A continuation of heavy rain across the eastern Texas and western Louisiana Gulf Coast Friday may result in additional flooding. Elevated and critical fire weather conditions are expected to shift from the southern Great Basin Friday into the Four Corners area. We've also got a fire weather watch tonight in Florida on the Gulf side. We'll tell you where that is. And don't forget, you've got fog tonight back in the picture in some of the areas. Kyle, take it away.
Thank you, Captain. Up in Montana tonight, big sky country, lake wind advisory. This is going to be in eastern Montana.
How about the snowstorm?
And the snowstorm, exactly right. Now, this is a winter storm warning that's, starting right around Helena and moving northward. Now, you could get several inches of snow. Winter weather advisories encompass Great Falls, Butte, and Missoula. So if you're coming across I-90 or coming up Interstate 15, you're going to be right into this. You can get 2 to 4 inches of snow. We understand, in some of those areas. So be on the lookout. Winter weather advisory extends down into Idaho, central Idaho, as well. Then it starts changing as we head down into Utah, for example. We've got some high winds. Well, this is actually up in the northwest corner of Colorado and into parts of northern Utah. But you've got gusty winds that are going to be down near southern Utah, maybe 50 or 60 miles an hour, but just south of that in Arizona, we've got a wind advisory that's starting to wind down, so that's going to start, you're seeing decreasing winds there if you're coming across Arizona, so that's good news. But in Southern California, Captain, we've got some winds kicking up, not super bad, but up in Santa Barbara, we've actually got a fire that started up there in Santa Barbara at 0% contained as of right now. It is wind-driven, so if you're coming up the 101 highway, you may have something, some smoke or even some delays as a result of this fire coming through the Santa Barbara area, so be on the lookout.
All right. Well, we do have fog tonight up there in North Dakota, eastern North Dakota, kind of angles its way across up into the northwestern corner of Minnesota as well. And by the way, Duluth, Minnesota, there's some fog on this side of the lake. The other side of the lake, the northwestern upper peninsula of Michigan tonight's got heavy fog up in there. You got fog on the western side of Lake Michigan, or eastern side of Lake Michigan, western side of Michigan, from about Grand Rapids on down to I-90 and I-94. And then, of course, over in the Detroit area tonight, you have fog. Over there where our affiliates at, in the thumb of Ohio, AM660, you guys have got fog over there tonight, over to Cleveland, all the way over towards, Erie, Pennsylvania tonight, fog along Lake Erie. You've got some scattered fog along I-90 around Fort Wayne, Indiana, and then down in the southwestern corner of Ohio tonight, coming up out of Cincinnati and going west. There, on I-71, I believe is the road that runs west out of there. Maybe it's I-70. Let's see, I-64, too, come to think of it. That little junction down in there, you've got fog. And then there is some fog on the eastern seaboard around Chesapeake Bay. That should be clearing up shortly because the winds are going to pick up again today, and it's going to be windy. And again, the wind today, all-encompassing the Atlantic side of Florida and around down into the Keys, and then it's going to be hot and dry and windy and a fire weather watch for Florida. We don't see these that much, but this one's going to be from up around Citrus County, Homosassa Springs up in that area, all the way down to, almost to Naples now. It's almost to Naples. It's down that far. And there is a fire tonight being reported in the Everglades. I don't know how it got started or whatnot, but there is a fire in the Everglades. So you might have some smoke conditions down there. Now, let's get to the people that died. That was in Louisiana, right, Kyle?
Yes, that's right, Captain. We understand that at least five people have now died in Louisiana related to storm deaths. Four out of the five, and this is very, very significant. Four out of the five deaths that have been reported, Captain, evidently have to do with people driving into high water. That's according to the governor, John Bel Edwards.
Can't, my God in heaven, when you see water running across the road, you have to assume that it's going to be dangerous enough to where it's going to take your car right downstream with it, especially if it's moving water. So for God's sakes, turn around, don't drown.
Exactly. And by the way, folks, more rain in the forecast, as the captain was telling you, about 2 to 3 more inches, maybe on Friday.
Yeah, and this is not pretty. And the rain is all the way up into southwest Arkansas, southeastern Oklahoma, the eastern part of Texas, too. Longview all the way over to Shreveport and Ruskin up on I-20. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.